Tim, we're now joined by the head coach of the UNC Golden Eagles, Coach Beamish. And Coach, you had a good start, came out, battled back and forth for a while, but then it was you didn't have a lot of turnovers, but the few turnovers you had in the first half really came back to hurt you.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of, remember talking about it pregame, we talked about it in the prep, you know, the one-day prep for them. Obviously, really good team, really well coached, number two in the country for a reason. But if we beat ourselves or turn it over and not value the ball, they're going to turn it into points just like they did tonight.
They're tough in the half court set, but I think there's just from what I saw from them here tonight, when they get in the transition, they're dangerous.
Yeah, that's where they got so much firepower at all. I mean, they run to the rim and they can throw lobs and dunk, and they got two guys running corners ready to catch and shoot threes. I mean, they're a very good team. And the disappointing part, and I got to do a better job at preparing the team, but yeah, I mean, it was that transition conversion. Whether we scored, missed, turned it over, whatever it was, I mean, to their credit, they are pushing the pace.
And they were able to get the pace, and it was just, you know, just I think they had 15 points off turnovers in the first half, and that was really the difference in the first half.
Yeah, exactly. It was second chance points and points off of turnovers. That was the two things we highlighted in the locker room, because we're down 20 or whatever, and that was a big reason why, you know, because even like we talked pregame, I think our first contest in the half court is usually pretty solid, and then it's after that, and then on offense, I mean, if we're going to fumble the ball away or just give it to them, they're going to make us pay.
And when you have a team like this who is a high scoring offense already, and then they get those second, third opportunities on one possession, no matter who you are, that's always tough when you're on the defensive end.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, this team thrives on going on, you know, 5-7-0 runs or whatever, and that's, again, I mean, what better way to get on a run than an easy couple run-out baskets or whatever, and that's, again, I got to do a better job at the prep and the importance of that and controlling that part.
How about positives from your team? What did you like?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing that I've been thinking about, and my assistants have been mentioning it too, is, you know, we have some injuries and some guys out for the year or whatever, but we got to trust some of those young guys and get them in some minutes or whatever, because everybody knows in this league, I mean, when you play back-to-backs and it's high competition, you got to have some depth because, I mean, we're riding Blaze and Reed, you know, almost 40 minutes a game, and it doesn't matter how good a shape they're in, you know, like they're going to need some blows or whatever, so I got to trust some of those young guys or whatever and get them in the mix and get them that game experience.
You showed too, you have Hoverson, who's been able to shoot the ball for you. He had a couple threes, and then you had Bundy Smith come in, hit a couple threes, so that was some positives.
Yeah, 100%. And credit to those guys. We had talked pregame, you know, with Ben. He was starting early on, and then, you know, he kind of went in a slump or whatever, and we've been praising him, and he's putting in extra work, and he had a good week of practice. And the same with Isaiah. Isaiah is, you know, he helps us a ton on scout team or whatever. Obviously, he hasn't played a ton and wants to play more than he has played, and I've had talks with him about it. But, yeah, I mean, it's good to see him come in, and that's what he does in practice on a day-to-day basis.
And you had the guys coming off the bench, and they contributed. You had 6, 12, then you had 6, 6, 5, and 5 off the bench. And that's not a bad contribution from the bench player.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, and that kind of goes to that point before, as I got to probably trust those guys and give them a little bit more minutes. And then in turn, try to keep some, you know, like Blaze, Reed, Jordan, like some of those guys more fresher, especially on the back-to-backs. But again, all this aside, I mean, Mankato's a heck of a team. I mean, they're the real deal, and there's a reason why they're number two in the country.
Yeah, there's no rest when you play them, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they just got so much firepower, and they just come at you in waves and that pace. I mean, again, like I said, we score, miss shot, turnover, don't matter. They are pushing the pace.
Well, I'm wiped out. I didn't even play. It was a workout just telling the people what was happening. But you get the split on the weekend, and that's not too bad, especially when you take on the number two team in the country.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's kind of what we just talked about in the locker room. With our program, I mean, we're making strides in the right direction. I'm very proud of our guys or whatever, but I think a game like this or whatever goes to show you, like, the importance of, we always talk about details and discipline, and if we're lacking on any of that, any good team's going to make you pay, and especially the number two team in the country. But we're making strides, and like we talked pregame, we've been in a lot of games or whatever, and it's a little bit about, you know, from last year to this year, a core group of returners, like, learning how to win. Now we've won some, we've enjoyed some success, and now it's it's just a constant process, and I got faith in our guys, and they work hard, so they deserve the rewards when they come their way.
Well, you got a good group here, and you don't have to question the effort, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I 100% agree. I think they're ready to compete. They compete for each other or whatever, and we're trying to, you know, I feel like we have a pretty connected group, which, again, that's what you want as a coach. And a game like this, you know, it's kind of, and it happened, I told our guys, the good thing is we get to play them again, and we kind of see how our team improves from now until then.
You are at home again next weekend, which is, it's always nice to be at home in the NSIC, and you have every night is a tough night in the NSIC, but you have two pretty good opponents coming in with Southwest on Saturday, and then you have Sioux Falls on Friday, but I'm sure nice to be at home for two weekends in a row.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've done some traveling and some trips, especially early on or whatever. But yeah, some bus trips. It's nice to have back to back, and we get less travel. We get back to work on Monday, and like I kind of told our guys, I mean, obviously let this one sting a little bit. Day off, rest, recovery, and then we're moving on to the next opponent.
Coach, thanks for talking with us, and we won't have the games Friday, but we'll have the game on Saturday. We're looking forward to that, and best of luck next weekend.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.